You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
I'm Lee Brown. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, we're going to head south to the great state of Florida, to St. Petersburg, to talk to Brittany Renew. If you've ever changed marketplaces as a real estate professional, Brittany's got ideas for you. And then most importantly, we had to come back to the podcast. So I'm not really sure how the edit's going to come out on your end, but I found out some good information from Brittany. So tune in for podcast recommendations after her story. It's a great conversation, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello, Brittany. How are you? Oh, look, we're matchy-matchy. And we've got pearls on today. We're sisters with pearls in black, or is that navy?
It's navy.
Oh, hang on. Is that the Calvin Klein dress with the tulip sleeves?
No, it's a top. It might be Calvin Klein top.
I have a dress that looks like that, but it's Calvin Klein. It has the tulip sleeves. I can't really see in it, but today was too hot. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm just glad that it rotated, because when I got on Zoom and I was horizontal, it was upside down. And I was like, I'm just going to hope that that works when we get on Zoom.
It looks like it knew what it was doing for once. And we're going to totally jinx it by acknowledging it, because it's the worst.
Yeah, I know. Technology.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I apologize for being a minute late, but as usual, I ran a few minutes over on the live feed, but that's how realtors roll, I think.
And
it's okay with that.
Yeah, no worries at all.
So tell my audience a little bit about Brittany. Where are you located? How long have you been in and around real estate? Give them a little bit of the story.
Yeah, so I am in St. Pete, Florida, Tampa Bay. I am from Mobile, Alabama originally. So I did real estate there first and moved here in 2015. Absolutely fell in love with St. Pete. My husband got a job opportunity. That's what moved us here. So I have been in real estate for about 10 years now in total between the two cities.
You can take credit for the whole time because your clients have moved around. So you can move too. Nobody doesn't count their discount. So let's just say a decade in real estate. But I have to ask you, because you're one of my favorite parts of Florida, have you been to the Salvador Dali Museum?
Yes, several times, yes.
It's so good. When I was at Florida State, one of our first weekends off, it must have been, I don't know if it was fall break, but I was so far away from home, I couldn't go home for fall break. And so a couple of my girlfriends and I rode down to the Salvador Dali Museum, and it was
stunning. I mean, the structure itself is stunning. And then you go inside, permanent exhibit, of course, is beautiful. And then the one that they rotate in with the special collab, the first time I ever went there was when they had Walt Disney as the collaboration. And I didn't know that they tried to do projects together way back. And I'm a total Disney nerd. I'm an annual pass holder. So I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Then you'll also appreciate one of my freshman classes at Florida State was a Disney movie class. I'll never forget this. It was Wednesday afternoon. We'd watch Disney movies and we talked about the history behind them and all the political interfacing and then the details of the art. And we talked about that failed collaboration because they just couldn't get their acts together. Of course, it was the easiest class ever. We're all sitting there watching movies. And then when I transferred to Chapel Hill to finish my degree, that class transferred. And I said, I can't believe those credit hours.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I mean, now my parents are kind of horrified if they watch this episode, except I was on a full ride, Mama. So remember, you didn't have to pay for that Disney class. Okay. So anyway, what is your favorite Disney movie, by the way, if you're a big Disney girl?
It's a good question. I think if I was going to go classic, I would say Jungle Book. And yes, modern day, I would probably pick Ratatouille.
Oh, Ratatouille is good. See, I was going to pick The Princess and the Frog. And I feel like that's an underappreciated movie. I love it so much. But classic, I'm Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Well, that's a good one.
You remember that with Angela Lansbury?
Yep.
Look, now all of my viewers are like, what is Bedknobs and Broomsticks? I don't remember Ratatouille. So there you go, friends. There's your homework assignment. But we're going to talk real estate first. So a decade in the business and actually transitioning markets. Let's talk about that briefly, because there are a lot of agents who change marketplaces. One of my good friends, her husband passed, and then she moved to be near her grandkids and rebooted her business multiple states away. And then you can look at what happens with our military spouses, because often military spouses get into real estate, and then in your duty station, they're in them an average of 2 years and 9 months on average. So they're changing duty stations and you're relearning real estate. What's the best advice you would give to somebody who is rebooting in a new marketplace?
I definitely would give the advice of just going all in. You need to completely go all in on the community, just explore, fall in love with it. Because I think that's kind of been a bonus that I've had, is that I haven't lived here my whole life. So I just completely fell in love and just went like giddy over, oh, look at all these amazing, cool things. So I get to share that passion with people. So definitely just being a little digital mayor, if you will, just going all in on focusing on the local businesses, museums. I mean, there's so many fun things to do here. So that was very easy to do.
I wrote down when you said fall in love with your market, because that's such a great way to put it. And often we think about where we live. If you've lived somewhere your whole life, like I have, I'm in the county I grew up in. There are museums I've never been to because they're just there. But if you came to visit me, you'd probably say, oh, I want to check out this museum because it's fresh and exciting. So I love that perspective because it's really going to tie you to the clients as you come into town. And frankly, I would guess that was a market advantage for you over some of the longtime realtors because you were fresh perspective on the area.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely went all in on that concept and tried to go into the niche of relocation. And that was my journey coming from Alabama to Florida. So I understood the challenges of moving across states and you don't know anyone. I mean, you're completely starting over. So partly why also I just dove into the community because I'm like, well, I can share all of this with other people that are experiencing the same things that I went through and having to start over.
So how did you make friends when you got there? I mean, you're a grown-up. It's easy when you're in college because everybody's new in town. But when you're a grown-up changing markets, it can be tricky.
That's the hardest thing. I think people take that for granted as an adult. It's really hard to make friends because you have to be vulnerable. You have to put yourself out there. So I was desperate for a community, and because I struggled with the move, full transparency, I had a history of anxiety. So that kind of reared its ugly head, mild depression in there. So I was like, I got to meet people or I'm not going to make it. So we've always been churchgoers. So that was a good place for us. We found a church within a couple months. That was a great way to meet people. And I would say the other side of it was getting involved with the local chamber. That's probably the other like avenue that I started to really get plugged in and meet new people.
So were they glad to have you as a newcomer to town? Because there is a misconception, I think, about the chamber that it is so established, they don't take new people in. But I have found that it's actually the opposite of that. So how did you make your way in that space and raise your hand? And what were you volunteering on? Give us a little bit of that story.
Yeah, I started out with the St. Pete Young Professionals. So it's the young professional arm of the St. Pete Chamber. And you know, the interesting thing about Florida is it is very transient. So there's a lot of people that live here that are not from here. You know, St. Pete is no exception. We always joke, like when you find someone that's native in St. Pete, they're like a unicorn. So I think, you know, the chamber's used to that. People that haven't always lived here. So there's a good mixture of both. And yeah, the young professionals was a nice way for me to plug in right at the end of the older side. I have aged out now, but it's fun to have networking events and go to baseball games together and do advocacy and community service. So those were kind of the things that we got plugged into with that group.
So does the chamber actually enforce an age range on their young professionals side? If you are remotely awake, then you know that we are heading into some really tricky economic times. We have home buyers that have put the kibosh on buying. We have sellers who have found out suddenly their houses aren't dipped in 14 karat gold. And as a realtor, you are still trying to keep up with the business you have and trying to answer questions in the meantime while also managing sky high fuel cost at the pump. Never fear, because my new video course is coming out right now. And it's called How to Dominate During a Recession. I've been a realtor for 22 years. My business went up every year during the Great Recession, and it's all because of education. This course is 4 modules. There might even be some bonus content for you. The price is $199. I am delighted to bring this out as quickly as possible because, friends, there's no time like the present to make sure our neighbors are stronger and we protect the American dream. Click on this link, www.dominatethisrecession.com, and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
It's very loose, like, hey, we always joke that we never carded anyone. So that was kind of the thing. It's like, yeah, you could come to anything, but technically you're probably going to get the most benefit if you are a 20s to 39-year-old in the young professional group.
Well, it's just funny because the realtor associations got busy having young professional networks. I don't know, maybe not quite 15 years ago, 2008-ish. Just rather not look at years. Okay, so started doing young professional networks, but never set an age range. And so now what's hilarious is younger realtors are drawn to it. Older realtors won't leave it because they want to be young at heart. And so if you go go to a young professionals event, it's really just a bunch of realtors with no age parameters at all, which I find to be very intriguing because as a medium age person, I don't feel drawn to young events because I feel young most days, but I'll stop in because I want to meet the young agents. And then I find people that are 40 years older than me there. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. The St. Pete Chamber as a whole is definitely very diverse. I think our young professionals, it's kind of been mostly that young crowd because of the type of stuff they're doing. So,
right. So talk to me about real estate a little bit. 10 years in, of course, the whole premise of this show is the crazy things in real estate. And I'm always fascinated by parts of your personal story, the chamber, the move. But in dealing with the general public, there's going to be something that Brittany has encountered that you went home and you said, you are never going to believe what happened to me today. So I'm dying to know what the story is that comes to mind when people just want to know what's it really like as a realtor.
Yeah. The story that I always think about when people ask that question is, and this has been a few years back, but I had a closing here in St. Pete and this guy was buying an investment property. It needed lots of work, but it was in a fantastic neighborhood. So we close, everything's great. We close. I get a call the next, so we close on a Friday, get a call on a Saturday morning, which I'm like, okay, if you're getting a call from your client the very next morning, probably not a good sign.
Be very nervous.
Yeah. They had walked into the property and there was someone sleeping on the floor.
We're after closing?
After closing. So empty house. Someone's curled up on the floor with a few personal belongings. And come to find out, we had had thoughts that this house had a little bit of a sketchy past and some transient people coming in and out of there. So apparently this was one of those people returning, had a key, let himself
in.
Had a key?
Oh, not just a squatter, but had a key.
Yep, had a key. So I was like, okay, I'm going to call the listing agent so that she can inform the seller to make sure to tell all of his friends you are no longer welcome at this property. And you're going to go and get the locks changed right now. They took the key from him. They noticed that he had stashed his clothes or whatever it was on the side of the house. They either threw them away or moved them like far away from the property. And he didn't come back. Thankfully, I was like, if it happens again, please call the cops.
There's only so much I can do.
Yeah, exactly. So thankfully, it didn't happen again.
What a sickening feeling for the home buyer, because that's the most excited you are about the house is you got your keys. I'm going to go. Yeah. You have to run for the hills. And I guess we have to be grateful, too. So we got to find our gratitude moment here that he didn't use his key and come in after they were already in the house and asleep in a bed somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was like, go change the locks immediately, which they did. And grateful that he wasn't violent or anything. So everything worked out in the end.
He was just taking a nap in somebody else's house.
Yes.
That's a Disney movie. Oh, wait, Snow White. Because remember, she broke into the dwarf's house. That's the hidden side of Snow White. True. They did not invite her into their house. She broke in, wanders around, takes a nap, and they find her in there.
That's the gangsta side of Snow White.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Snow White's integrity, but I will also point out, viewers and realtors, if you didn't know it, a lot of times your house, your agent negotiates in a home warranty plan for you. Most of the home warranty plans will have a rekey available at your copay. So always call your home warranty company right ahead of closing and have that lined up right away, because you just don't know who they gave a key to, who's going to come take a nap and stash his stuff on the side of the house. So Brittany, in conducting real estate in one of the busiest states in the country right now, so we know Florida continues to be number one for people moving in, job growth is there, no inventory in places. I mean, we'll just take it back. No, it's low levels of inventory in these markets. What advice do you give the relocating people about that gap time? So let's just say they sold their house in Alabama and they're trying to buy in St. Pete and they haven't been able to find anything yet. What's the advice that you give to them?
Yeah, giving yourself as much lead time as possible is key. And I really do recommend people to get a rental if they can. So even if that's a short-term rental, because we have a fair amount of those in our area. So a shorter term where it's 3 to 6 months, just so you have that buffer. Because unfortunately, what can happen is you feel that pressure and then you settle for something you wouldn't normally buy. So I'm trying to avoid that. I do work with a lot of corporate relocation clients. And they are getting a reload package with benefits. So sometimes we don't have a luxury of a runway of time because they have to use those benefits with a certain amount of time there. So it's kind of like case by case, really want to see what are the client's needs? What options do we have? Can I help them get into a rental instead? And then just keep exploring the market. So
that is great professional advice. And frankly, for any realtor who's watching the show, don't forget that piece that Brittany brought up, that short-term rental piece, because often when we talk about short-term rentals, we drop into that zone of Airbnb, weekend at the lake, and forget that many of the short-term rentals operate as midterm rentals. And I'd say you call it midterm when you're from 30 days to 180 days, because a regular rental is just not going to go for a year. But what a wonderful place to take that little bit of gap time so they can make sure they're getting the right house, because we don't want anybody to feel rushed. Although there are times when they should feel rushed, let's be honest. There's times if we tell you to be rushed, it's because we know we can't replace that house. And that just happens sometimes.
Yeah,
that's great advice and should take a lot of the stress out for anybody looking to buy or sell. And then they'll change the locks when they find the right house. Okay, so Brittany, if somebody is looking to buy or sell in the St. Petersburg market and they want to talk to a pro, or they want to talk to you about your experience changing marketplaces, what's the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, so I'm Brittany Renew Realtor on channels, Facebook, Instagram, and my website's brittanyrenew.com. I have a podcast. It's called St. Pete Soul, and that's also linked on the website. So you can learn about St. Pete and how awesome it is.
Perfect. And friends, all of those links are in the show notes for this episode. So you can go click and follow. And just know that if you are that realtor who's changed markets, those are the best connections you can have where you can brainstorm ideas and also to be thinking about how we serve our clients no matter what's happening in market conditions. Brittany, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a couple of different angles of insights today. I really appreciate it. And I especially love that comment you made about falling in love with your market, because that's totally going to show up in a future video of mine.
Awesome. Glad I could help.
All right, friends. If you liked Brittany or you learned something from her, leave a nice comment, a thumbs up on the episode, subscribe for more. And most importantly, come back and see us over here and we'll introduce you to some more crazy shit about real estate.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there, and if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.